Hello, my name is Sonia Greenwood. I'm the lead asthma nurse at Royal Derby Hospital. I'm also a trainer for Education for Health. Today I'm going to talk about asthma, in particular asthma symptoms, the current guidelines, and the importance of good asthma control during the COVID-19 pandemic. We will start with symptoms. What the healthcare professional sees as symptoms are very different to what people with asthma perceive as symptoms. Healthcare professionals tend to refer to terms such as wheeze, cough, breathlessness, chest tightness. We may also refer to terms such as variable airflow obstruction, airway inflammation, or airway hyperresponsiveness. People with asthma, however, may refer to their symptoms as being unable to exercise, for example, climbing a set of stairs. They may also refer to their symptoms as being poor sleep, the inability to carry out normal activities, tiredness, coughing, or the feeling of heaviness in their chest. They may also refer to their asthma, particularly if they are having an exacerbation, as feelings of an elephant sitting on their chest, or that it feels that they are trying to breathe through a straw. When talking to and assessing someone with asthma, it is important that we understand how they feel, in particular how it feels to have asthma, and how this impacts on their daily life. As healthcare professionals, there is a tendency to focus on how much reliever medication is being used, in particular salbutamol. For the person with asthma, however, this is irrelevant. What they are concerned with is their feelings of chest tightness and shortness of breath. A person with asthma can sometimes confuse symptoms of shortness of breath during exercise as asthma symptoms. It is important for the healthcare professional to spend time with the person explaining that shortness of breath during exercise is a normal phenomenon. Feelings of shortness of breath can also lead to panic and hyperventilation. If we explore these symptoms in more detail, the person will often describe feelings of pins and needles and lightheadedness. Unfortunately, this can lead to further overuse of salbutamol as the person feels that they are having an asthma attack. Discussing hyperventilation and panic breathing can be difficult as the person with asthma may feel that you don't believe that they are having asthma symptoms. This needs to be approached in a sensitive way. If the person with asthma describes symptoms of panicked breathing and hyperventilation, it would be helpful to explore these symptoms further. Simple breathing techniques to try to slow the rate of breathing down can be helpful. Caring for people with asthma can be complicated. It is important that you refresh your knowledge by looking at the current guidelines. There are currently two guidelines used in the United Kingdom. There is the BTS Sign 158, which was updated in July 2019, and also NICE NG80, which was updated February 2020. The guidelines do differ in their diagnostic algorithms and also their prescribing algorithms, so it would be useful to understand the differences, and it is also useful to update your knowledge around your own local prescribing guidelines. Although GINA is not used widely in the UK, it is a guideline that is used in other parts of the world. GINA is the Global Initiative for Asthma, and this was updated in 2020. GINA has a very different approach to day-to-day management of asthma. You may also find resources on the Education for Health website helpful. Currently, we are living in unprecedented times. COVID-19 has been with us since March and continues to dominate how we live our lives. For people with asthma, COVID-19 has been of great concern and continues to be so. For people with asthma, the government guidelines have been confusing. However, as healthcare professionals, what is important is that we encourage people with asthma to maintain good asthma control. COVID-19 poses two risks for the person with asthma. The first risk is that of COVID infection alongside asthma. The other is the risk of exacerbation needing treatment, and how the person with asthma accesses services to gain the treatment required. Whilst good infection control measures are used within the hospital environment, there is always the risk of a person developing a hospital-acquired infection. Obviously, if we reduce the exacerbation risk for a person with asthma, this will reduce their need for hospital admission and therefore reducing their risk of contracting a hospital-acquired infection, in particular COVID-19. To ensure the person with asthma maintains good asthma control, we should be encouraging them to use their regular preventative treatment. We should also be encouraging self-monitoring for deterioration in asthma control. This should be supported with the use of a personalised asthma action plan. If you feel the person with asthma is suitable, they could also have a rescue pack of prednisolone at home to use alongside their personalised asthma action plan. Information on the personalised action plan should include where the person can go for further advice and treatment if required. Contact numbers for help and advice are also helpful. Recognising the symptoms of asthma and also the treatment of asthma can be a challenge. What is important to remember, however, is that caring for a person with asthma should be a partnership between the person with asthma and the healthcare professional. This is important for effective asthma management. For further information to support this podcast, you can find the relevant fact sheet on the Education for Health website.